Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, says, I was 3 years old. I used to see my maternal uncle, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Suwar, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, offering salah late at night. One day he asked me, do you not remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has created you? I asked, how should I remember him? He replied, well, when you go to sleep at night, then without saying it verbally, say these 3 words in your heart. Allah Azza wa Jal is with me. Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me. And Allah Azza wa Jal is my witness. He says, I recited these words in my heart for a few nights and informed him of this. He replied, now repeat the same 7 times every night. I did exactly as I was told, and I informed him again. He replied, now read it 11 times. He says, I observed this non-verbal utterance. This time, I felt its sweetness. After a year had passed by, my respectable and my dear maternal uncle advised, continuously recite what I have taught you until you reach your grave. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will benefit you in this world and in the afterlife. Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, says, I observed this practice for many years. I tasted immense sweetness in my inner self and experienced the contentment and satisfaction. I began to perform this zikr, this invocation in my solitude and privacy. Then on one day, my respectable uncle asked, Sahal, does a person who is accompanied and watched over by Allah Azza wa Jal disobey him? No, certainly not. Therefore, safeguard yourself from sins and transgressions. Then my respectable uncle sent me off to school. I was concerned at the zikr being interrupted, so I negotiated with my teacher to attend the lesson for a single hour and then return home. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when I was 6 or 7, I memorized the entire Quran at school. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. I would observe fast on daily basis. Up until the age I was 12, I ate barley bread. When I was 13, I was stuck in a religious issue. To find a solution to the problem, I took permission from my family to travel to Basra in Iraq. I presented the problem to the local scholars of Basra, but they failed to supply me with a convincing and adequate reply. I then proceeded towards a place called Abadan. I presented the same issue to Abadan's renowned scholar, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Habib Hamza bin Abi Abdullah Abadani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, who provided me with a satisfactory and a positive reply and a pleasing reply. I remained in his company for a lengthy period and received enlightenment from his conversation as well as respect and etiquette. After this, I traveled to a place called Tustar. I sustained myself by being able to afford a dirham worth of whole barley, ground it up to make bread. Every night at the time of Sahri, I would consume about 70 grams of barley bread, which wasn't accompanied by any curry, nor did it contain any salt. This one dirham would be sufficient for me for the entire year. I then intended to go without food for 3 days. Then I consistently went without food for 5 days, 7 days, and then 25 days. That he would not eat anything for 25 days. I observed this method for 20 years. Later, I traveled and toured for many years. I returned to Tustar when Allah Azza wa Jal willed. I performed Shab-e-Dari, meaning whole nightly worship. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad alayhi rahma says, I never saw Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari using salt. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him, and may we be forgiven through his sadqa.